I see. Your name, please?
Deming.
D-E-M-I-N-G?
Yeah, Stanley Deming.
And your address?
Well, that's it, see. Look, I'm going to pay you cash for this ad. You don't need my address.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We have to have some address.
Well, all right. Put down in care of the YMCA.
All right. YMCA. And what would you like to say?
All I can spend is about $3.
Well, our rates are one line for 1 week for $2.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, make it, able-bodied man willing to do anything, desperate.
Able-bodied man willing? Sir, I'm afraid that will run over one line.
Oh, it will?
Well, could you maybe cut it down?
I gotta get in the phone number. See, I'm using this payphone in a guy's shop where he lets me hang out.
I'm afraid that would add another line.
Oh.
Could we shorten it to, something like, man willing to do anything? And then the number?
No. You left out desperate.
Oh.
I want that in there, see?
I see.
Here, let me see that. Okay, make it read, man desperate will do anything. And then, here, give me your pencil. 3552349. Okay.
Man desperate will do anything. 3552349. Yes, that'll fit.
Okay. Here's your $2.
All right, and that will begin in tomorrow's edition.
Okay. I'll be waiting.
Stanley Deming, down on his luck, is gambling the last of his cash on an ad in the personal columns, an ad that's about to bring results such as Deming never dreamed of. Maybe it was that word he used, desperate, that summed up his frame of mind at the time, but when his phone rings at last, it brings him the proposition that nobody could be desperate enough to take, except Stanley Deming. In a moment, Crisis presents a tale of suspense, starring Patricia Berry and John Brandon, in which a deal turns into a crisis for three. Our stars will join us in 1 minute for the first act of Desperate. At the edge of a suburban town is an airstrip, and along the airstrip are hangars of corrugated steel. It's a sunny day, and Stanley Deming has his shirt off, sitting on his haunches against the hot metal hangar, soaking up the sun and keeping his eyes and ears on the telephone booth 10 yards away. It's been an all-day vigil, made tolerable only by the hope that someone, somewhere, will need a man who is desperate enough to do anything.
Hello?
Yes. I'm calling on an ad in the paper.
That's right. That's me.
It says in the ad, man, desperate, will do anything.
Yeah, that's right.
What kind of work did you have in mind?
Oh, I mean anything. Whatever you've got.
I need a gutsy guy.
I've been a stuntman in the movies, okay? Jump out of burning buildings, wing walking, car crashes.
You don't say. Maybe we ought to get together. Where are you?
I'm down at the Skyways Airport. Know where that is?
Sure. Where at the airport?
In front of Patrick Aviation. And it's in one of the hangars.
I'll meet you there in half an hour. Who do I ask for?
My name's Deming.
Deming, okay.
What's your name?
At this point, what do you care? See you in a half an hour, Deming.
Order what you want.
Oh, I'll have a beer.
Make it two. Then leave us alone, okay?
Yeah, whatever.
You ever been in this place before, Deming?
Nope.
Good, neither have I. That's why I drove out here.
What's your job?
First, let me hear something about your background.
Well, like I told you, I've been a stuntman.
Why aren't you now?
The movie business is shot to pieces.
Uh-huh. What else do you do?
Well, I've been with a Thrill Circus off and on.
That, one of those deals where they bust up the cars?
Yeah, right. And I've driven in some demolition derbies, but there's no money in that.
You must like getting bruised up.
Sometimes it pays pretty good.
You married?
No.
How desperate are you?
What do you mean?
Just what I said. How desperate are you?
Huh. I'm hungry. That's what you mean.
There's a dozen soup kitchens where you can get fed.
Here's your two beers.
Okay, keep it.
Hey, thanks.
Okay, you said in your ad that you're desperate. A desperate man is a guy who might be willing to take a few risks, right?
Right.
For some good dough. I mean good dough. How far are you willing to go?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
Well,
I'm talking about $1,000.
That's a lot of money.
What'll it buy me?
Well, geez, I don't know. If you could give me some idea of what you...
I want someone to have an accident.
Oh?
That's all. Just an accident.
What kind?
A car accident. The kind that happens every day.
You want me to,
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Forget the whole thing. See you around.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. Wait. Sit down. You gotta let me think it over.
I thought I was talking to a gutsy guy.
Who is it?
A woman. A harmless, unarmed woman. You like that?
Well, I didn't mean...
You won't even get your hands dirty.
Well, I'll tell you. For that kind of work, $1,000 isn't so much.
All right, how much you want?
You want this dame to have a wreck in her car. You want me to run into her, right? I gotta have a car.
You got it.
And I gotta know where she drives, away from town.
You got it.
And I gotta have $1,000 in front, and another $1,000 after.
You got it.
Well, and, I haven't got any clothes.
All right. I'll make it $1,500 in front.
And here it is.
Huh?
In the wallet. Go in the men's room. Count it if you want to.
No, I'll take your word for it.
Then we have a deal, right?
I guess so.
You guess so? Either we have or we haven't.
Okay.
Okay. My name is Palmer. Tomorrow morning you go buy a car. Get one that'll do the trick. Call me at the number on this card and I'll get you the money for it. Then I'll set you up with the lady.
Who is she?
My wife.
Several days have passed since Deming and Palmer first met, and in that time, Deming has learned many things. That the reason Frank Palmer wants his wife dead is that she's wealthy and he can't get her fortune any other way. That she's put him on a sort of economic leash to curb his extravagant impulses. And Deming has learned one other thing. Melissa Palmer is strikingly beautiful.
Ooh. Where did you learn how to dive, Stan?
As a kid.
You enjoying the pool?
You said it.
He must be. You're turning brown as a nut.
Well, it sure was nice of Frank to let me use it all the time.
Oh, Frank is the soul of generosity. I'm going to get out for a while. Dry my back, Stan?
Sure.
Here. At the towel.
Just stretch out. You sure got a great place here, Melissa.
I'm glad you like it.
I feel kind of funny coming over here.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, you shouldn't. You're the first friend of Frank's that I've ever had inside the gates.
Really?
Really.
How come?
I don't know, Stan. I've been trying to figure that out myself. Maybe you're the first one of his pals who hasn't been, I don't know, angling for something.
Angling for something?
For money.
Oh.
Yes, as my mother never tires of telling me, I married beneath me. Yes, well, maybe I did. But Frank represented fun and thrills, some laughs. After all, a Frank Palmer with his auto racing career looked much more exciting than being the wife of a stockbroker or something.
And was it?
What exactly is it that you do with Frank, anyway?
Well, I've been in racing for years.
For years?
You aren't old enough to have been in anything for years. How old are you, Stan?
30.
You're younger than Frank.
Oh, am I?
He's 33. How old do you think I am?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come on, guess. I won't get mad.
28.
Oh, Stanley. You deserve that. I am 38. You don't believe it.
Melissa, you don't...
Look 38? Well, I don't feel 38, either.
What were you doing over there all day?
Hanging around the pool.
Well, when are we going to get some action? You got the dough, you picked out the car. Now, when is the accident going to happen?
I don't know.
Listen, creep, you double-crossed me and so...
No one's double-crossing you. I've just been working out a plan. It's almost set.
What is it?
Well, I'm going to kind of romance her. I'm going to get her to drive out in the country to meet me somewhere.
Yeah, well, she'll go for that. She digs younger guys.
Yeah, she made that pretty clear.
Yeah?
I'm even younger than you.
Yeah, well, don't let that go to your head.
I'm not.
So you get her out in the country, and then what?
I arrange the accident.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Country cops probably don't check accidents as careful as they do in town.
Mr. Palmer.
Yeah?
I got two questions.
Okay, let's have them, then I got to go.
Okay, why don't you do this yourself?
Huh?
Why don't you do it? Why hire a stranger?
So nobody can connect me with it, that's why. Otherwise, there's a big investigation, you know. You do it, it's an accident, period. No, I gotta go. Let me hear from you.
I got one other question.
Okay, okay.
Did you ever love her?
What kind of question is that?
I mean, when you first got married, did you love her then?
Deming, it takes money to make this whole world go around. Not love, money. No matter what they say in the song.
Hello?
Melissa?
Yes? Stan?
Yeah.
I'm mad at you.
Mad at me?
Mm-hmm. You didn't come over and play in my pool. I've been waiting all day.
Oh, I'm sorry, Melissa. I had some work I had to do.
Ah.
But I've been thinking about you.
That's good.
Listen, I'm stuck out here in the country.
Hmm? Where are you?
Just outside of Shelbyville.
What are you doing out there?
I was seeing a customer.
You never did tell me what it is that you do.
Suppose I tell you tonight.
All right.
Will you meet me?
Where?
There's a little roadhouse just on the other side of the bridge going into Shelbyville. You know where I mean?
Yes, I think so.
Will you come?
What makes you think I would?
I don't know. I was just hoping you would.
Did you know that Frank was going to be out of town tonight?
No, is he?
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it easy, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Will you?
I'll leave in half an hour. I should get there just after dark. Hi. Am I late?
No. No, you're right on time.
Oh, you started without me.
I didn't think it showed. Come on, sit down.
Now, if you expect me to catch up, you're mistaken. I almost never drink.
Oh, come on, you gotta have something.
I will, in a little bit. Why are you looking at me that way?
Melissa, have you ever done anything you were ashamed of?
Ashamed of? No. No, I make it a practice never to be ashamed. Why?
You never did anything you wished you hadn't done.
Oh, well, maybe. Why? What's bothering you?
I can't tell you.
Does it have something to do with us?
Yes.
But we haven't done anything?
I don't mean that.
Uh-huh. Then what in the world do you mean, Stan?
Melissa, I've done something terrible.
You want to tell me?
After another drink.
No, you've had enough for now. Tell me. Stan, tell me.
Do you know how I met your husband?
No.
Through an ad in the paper. I ran an ad that said I was desperate. And I'd do anything for money. And he answered it.
He did?
Yes. And do you know what he wanted me to do?
No.
He wanted me to kill you.
I think I will have that drink.
I'll get the waitress.
No, no. No, you stay right where you are and tell me the rest of this. Frank hired you to kill me.
That's right.
Why?
For your money.
No. I don't believe you.
Look at the suit I'm wearing. You know who bought it for me? Frank did. You see that old car I'm driving? You know who bought it for me? Frank did. You know why? Because he wants me to stage an accident with your car and mine out there.
I see. And what was he going to pay you?
He already gave me $1,500. And he's supposed to pay me another $1,000 after I...
After you kill me.
But I'm not going to do it, Melissa. I'm not.
Why not?
I can't.
Well, are you afraid you'll hurt yourself when you crash your car into mine? Or just how were you going to do it?
I've been a stunt driver. I wouldn't get hurt.
What was the plan?
The bridge.
The one into Shelbyville?
Yeah. I was going to wait until you went past where I was parked by the road, see? And then tail you until you got onto the bridge, and then come up alongside you and...
Force me right off the bridge. It's just like in the movies. That would have done it all right. That riverbed must be 100 feet below.
But I can't go through with it, Melissa.
Why? Why can't you?
Because I love you. Well, you must have known that. Look, maybe I'm kidding myself, but I think you love me, too.
You could tell, couldn't you?
Listen, Melissa, you've got to get away from Frank. He's a killer.
Well, you have to get away from him, too, Stan. What'll he do when he finds out that you didn't... You didn't go through with it.
If he ever got in my way, so help me, I'd...
Yes. We'd both be just sitting ducks, Jan. Unless...
Unless what?
Unless we get him first.
But why did you change your plans, Demi?
I told you. I couldn't set it up right. There was too much traffic on the bridge. So I met her where I said I would, at that roadhouse. And we drove her car down here.
How'd you do it?
With a big rock. And I pushed her over the cliff, down onto the riverbed. When they find her, it looked like she lost a step and fell.
Yeah, it's good thinking.
Here we are.
I can't see a thing.
Yeah. I'll shine the flashlight down into the riverbed.
Well, hey, keep it out of my eyes, will you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Here, you take it and point it down there. You should be able to see it.
I'm still blinded from that damn light. Give it here.
Got it?
Yeah. Now, where is she?
Look down. You can see her.
I still can't see it.
Melissa. Melissa. It's all over.
Yes, Stanley. It is. It's Frank's gun, you see, Stanley. I don't think there'll be too many questions when they find it in Frank's hand.
Well, I guess Melissa just didn't have much faith in the two men in her life. After all, when you're 38 and beautiful and rich, who can you trust? Tonight, Crisis presented Desperate, starring Patricia Barry, with John Brandon as Deming, Ray Cortez Palmer, and Pat French as the girl. Written and produced by yours truly, Jim French.